1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So at the moment, we have our dancer in residence with us. We've worked so much in the past with Catherine Young, and we're thrilled to be working with her again. We first worked with her on a stunning production called Welcoming the Stranger, where we connected with gentlemen from the Direct Provision Centre in Longford. It was a really powerful and moving production. She brought this production to the Abbey Theatre and then on to Palestine. And when she was there, she was just so moved by the welcome that she received from the people during these like harrowing times, but just the beauty of the people and the kindness that they showed to her. She was completely inspired by this and returned in 2019 to begin work on a really important piece called Floating on a Dead Sea, which we are co-producing with the Abbey Theatre and Dublin Dance Festival. And we're thrilled to have her with us at the moment, putting the final touches to this piece.
So Floating on a Dead Sea is a new dance show, dance and music show that I am creating for the Dublin Dance Festival. It's been a long time in the making. We were supposed to premiere it last year in 2020, but with COVID, everything got pushed back. The show is inspired by my time in Palestine. I was invited out there in 2017 to bring my show Welcoming the Stranger. And yeah, the place really affected me, as did the people. It was probably the first time I really had to look at my rights and, you know, realizing that I took my human rights for granted. You know, when you're in a place where people don't have the right to speak out, the right to move, the right to choose, the right to express themselves. Yeah, it really stuck with me. And I went back in 2019 to spend a bit more time in the place, and I brought my collaborator, Luca Truffarelli, filmmaker. And we just spent time there when we met people, interviewed people, and got to travel around a bit more. The show does look at, I guess, my visceral reaction to that, both the good and the bad. You know, there is a level of frustration you have seeing the injustices there and how people have to live, and feeling a little bit powerless, you know, in fairness. You know, as a European with full rights, it's sometimes a bit hard. And when I was leaving Jerusalem, I was asking one of the dancers, like, what can we do? What can we do to help? And her response was to tell people, and I guess I tell people through my work, so I committed to making the show about this.
My name is Amir Sabra. I am currently a student studying contemporary dance at University of Limerick, and I am involved in the piece of Floating on the Dead Sea by Catherine Young. And I have written a rap. جيت يلا لا جيت يلا لا أنا جيت هنا وهلا يلا ولا يا يلا ولا يا شوف كيف من دبك خاوة أنا كيف هيك ها أنا كيف هيك ها مكسور وعايف حالة هاد بدبك هاد هاد بدبك هاد كسر الأرض تحته طب شو كان صار طب شو كان صار لو ما جيتش أنا هنا طب شو معنى لك شو معنى كل شي بيصير ها ها هلا شوف مين شوف شوف مين صار يحكي عني وعنك بس مش منهار أنا مش منهار عادي أصلا مش فرقة أخذوا الدار وكتير صغار عليهم الحياة راحات ومين محتار قولي مين محتار غير اللي زيي وزيك. It's not like a story or something, just I kind of followed the beat, and like every line has its own story. So some of the story that I said, it's talking about the traditional dance, the Palestinian traditional dance. It's called Dabke, and it has a lot of stamping on the floor. And for us, this dance become very important because it represents a way of connected to the land, connected to the floor. So I'm speaking how we will always dance, whatever world, regardless of what is happening in our situation. We will keep dancing and also speaking about this dance as a form of expression.